James Campbell, where were you born?
Well, I was born in Nashville, Tennessee.
In Nashville when?
I was born in 1906.
17th day of September. And when did you first start playing?
Well, I come to play and get trying to play when I was about 13 years old.
Just a minute, I'm going to get this down.
When you were about 13 years old, and what did you play, right? On the guitar?
Just played the guitar, played it, and you know, I'd get different boards, show me different chords on the guitar. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get the idea that you wanted to play? Did you lose your sight very early, or what?
I lost my sight working for Footlight.
Of where?
Footlight.
Good morning. When was that?
I was 1936.
And did your parents play music, or did you get it from?
Well, my mother used to play music. Well, my mother been dead ever since I was a baby.
What singers did you hear that impressed you when you started? Do you remember?
Well, we had a little band, and we used to play with the Jubilee singer from the Fist. We used to travel around these soldier camps. And they were the one, you know, that got me interested in music.
Is that right? Oh, were they members of the Fist Jubilee Choir?
Yes, members of the Fist Jubilee Choir.
Is that right? Well, so you started out singing spirituals first, or did you?
Yeah, we started out on spiritual first. We started out.
Did you play with any kind of a group, or did you always?
Well, yeah, we had a group. We had a five-piece band then. We had a mandolin, and two guitars. We had a little thing we called a washboard then.
Yeah.
The boy played the large stand for bass.
Is that right? One of those upside-down cans with a string on it?
Yeah. We was, I ain't got the picture of that, and you know. We was really Topsy, and we always have been. We was really Topsy around here tonight.
And that, where did you play mostly? On the streets, or did you?
Well, we
joined.
No, we played on the streets sometimes, but I did myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I played for one man 9 years.
Who was that for?
This is a man, a white fellow by the name of James. I never didn't know his last name. He run the place on Second and Shepherd, and he's Nashville.
Is that right? What sort of place was it, though?
It was kind of a little roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's kind of a beer joint.
Beer joint.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of group did you have in there when you?
Well, I just had four pieces over there.
Is that yourself on guitar and?
I played the guitar. And boy played the violin. Boy played the trumpet. No boy on guitar.
Is that right? And when was this? What years did you play?
Well, that's since that was in let me see, I got to remember now, that was back in about 51.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you started there?
Uh-huh.
And you played for the next 9 years there?
I played there 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Who did you play mostly for, you know, before that even, before you played at his place? Did you play mostly on the streets or?
No, I used to play for a man who'd been knowing me all my life, a white man named Arthur Foster.
Arthur Foster?
He's dead.
And where did he have a
roadhouse? He had a roadhouse out here on, Charlotte Pike, the folks of Charlotte Pike.
Hmm. What sort of a group did you have in there? Do you remember?
I had the same group. I had a violin. I didn't have but three pieces. I had a violin, guitar, and bass horn.
Is that right? Who was your bass horn player?
Same man, Ray Robinson.
The same manager that you have now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about your fiddle player?
Buford Clay played the violin.
Buford, he's the same man that's still playing with you now.
Yeah.
Did you hear a lot of this type of groups around here, or where did you get the idea of the string group?
Well, we hear a lot, of course, we down there playing, and Soldier Boys, we all knew they'd come through and play music for us. They come through. You know, just help us out.
Yeah, that's right. Who did you learn most of your songs from? Did you just pick them up almost any place?
I might pick up my own songs. I don't call it. I don't try to imitate nobody, but myself.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any singer after the spiritual group that you mentioned, the Fist Jubilee Singers? By the way, did you sing in a quartet at the time?
No, I didn't sing. Oh. Not much. I just mostly played the guitar for them.
You played the guitar for them?
For them, yeah.
How long was that?
I ran about 8 weeks.
Oh, was that
what? I could have went on further, but I didn't want to go. I just cut out.
Is that, and they were touring all around here too?
It was tour at Swords Camps.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And where did you go? That was about, do you remember what year that was roughly?
That was about long. Well, you know when they used to have maneuvers through these towns. About 52 or somewhere along there.
That recent, 1952?
I think it had a real.
I thought you were impressed with them when you started first.
No, I didn't start with them first.
Oh, I thought you said that you started with them as a youngster.
Well, I did. I didn't start with them first.
Oh, well, let me get this straight now. What sort of music did you first play when you first started playing guitar?
Blues.
Who did you learn them from, most of them?
I just sit down and listen to other boys play the blues on the guitar. I couldn't play. I sit and listen to them.
Can you remember any particular ones who impressed you the most? Who you thought?
Buford Clay.
Buford could remember the names of them?
Buford Clay.
Okay, we can ask him. And this was when you were about 13 years old when you started?
Yes.
And then you formed a group?
That's right.
About when, do you think? Middle?
Well, I didn't really form a group. I just say after about 1938.
About 1938. I see. And then you played the various roadhouses mostly.
That's right. I played for all these hotels around Nashville. All of them. Mm-hmm. I played for the Valma Campus football games.
Oh, is that right? Did you play by yourself or the whole group?
No, my whole group. I have four pieces. I keep with me all the time.
Is that right? Would you go to the fraternity house or what?
Yes, right.
Is that right? Did you play mostly for white audience or for
white
audience?
White all the time.
Is that right?
Yes,
white audience all the time. You've never hardly played then for Negro audience.
No, but I got one Negro in Clarkville, Tennessee. I've been playing twice a year for him for 23 years.
Is that right? Hmm. And how would you make any difference in the type of music you would play for you know, for mostly a Negro audience?
Oh, yes, I make a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we play a hillbilly music mostly for white people, but hillbilly songs, because that's what they like. See.
Yeah.
But the Negro, he likes the blues and things.
Yeah. Well, I hope you do love the blues for me. That's the kind of thing I guess I'm most interested in.
Well, I'm gonna try to.
Because it's very unusual for, you know, a band like yours with that type of instruments. You know, most of the bands you hear around have nothing but horns or so on.
Sure.
But to have a string group and so on.
Well, I always try to keep me across the band all the time. I mix them up.
Yeah. And let me get the name straight of the fellows that play in your band. On trumpet, you have?
George Bell.
George Bell? Is that his name? Okay, George Bell. And on tuba, on bass horn, what is it?
Ralph Robinson?
Ralph Robinson. And on the fiddle, the fellow that usually plays?
Well, Bill Ray plays
fiddle. Who?
Buford Clay.
Buford Clay? And his name. All right, and today we're going to be joined on guitar by who? Who is the gentleman here?
By Buford Clay.
I'm a violinist.
I'm
Buford Clay.
Buford Clay. Well, who was the other fellow that
That's
played?
Bell Ray.
Bell Ray?
Yeah. I played the program more. I went to club out there. I played the program more.
You got a, did you also get another guitar?
I'm a violinist. I'm a violinist.
But you didn't find a rhythm guitar.
No, I didn't have an old electric.
Oh, no.
I cut them down, though, you know, but that's all.
Well, what are we going to do now? We've got a second guitar, then.
We'll do it. What's been here? Now, I got to know.
Okay, you can play the electric on a few if you can turn it down low enough.
We don't want
it.
Well, you cut it down. You cut it down with KE.
You play your electric guitar.
No, I ain't going to play no electric guitar.
I'm not
going to
play the electric guitar.
I'm going to let my electric guitar stay still today.
Buford Clay, how long have you played music?
All my life.
When, where were you born?
Franklin, Tennessee.
And when?
1900.
February 7th. And what sort of music do you like to play best of?
Anything.
Anything, is that right?
Banjo, violin, piano.
Banjo, do you also play banjo, is that right?
Tell Jim. I won a prize in Denver, but I took on Dave May with a five string band. I took them
in
the summer with a five string band. I won a prize. I did, don't you?
No kidding. Have you still got an instrument? Do you have a
well,
band?
Well, some got stole me in Frank. We all down in Frank about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Down my guitar. My son got stole me in Frank. We all down in Frank.
Oh, it got stolen.
Yeah, I ain't got that.
When did you last play a banjo?
Been about 2 months ago from California, was here.
Out in California? Oh, when the fellow from California?
Come here from where I was, had a little rumble.
Oh, is that
I'm
right?
I'm moving all over the country here for about 3 or 4 days here. Uh-huh. About a month ago.
Is that right?
My husband went there with a white fellow. Uh-huh. He's out in California. Uh-huh. So I got 2 left from since he's been gone.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice fellow. He had a brand new five string banjo boy.
Is
he couldn't
right?
play. But he wanted John Henry. He gonna wipe me out on John Henry. I said, no, yeah, what is it? Jim? He said, I'm gonna wipe you out. I said, no, yeah, I'm tired of you. I'm gonna quit. I said, you're gonna wipe me out. I said, yeah, what do you want, John Henry?
You know, well, that's the guy I was telling you about came through here from California.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Can you remember his name?
No, I don't remember his name. I took care of
him. His funny name.
He's one of the little foreign cars.
Yeah.
You don't remember his name, do you?
No, I don't remember.
He gave me a note down. I'm right at break. What about you? Know,
what,
I break.
Did he?
Huh? How'd you get it?
I like to talk to him, you know, because he probably lives not too far from where I do. And
he don't know my boss man's wife. He didn't stand my boss man's wife. He married a woman in California.
Is that
and,
right?
He knew her when I was telling him about it. He knew the family of
her. Is that right?
Sure did, in California. Yeah, sure did. But, you know, that's talking or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So my boss, he married a woman in California. Come out on me.
Oh.
Both of them, Bill and my brother, both. Man, two go down to California.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did your folks play instruments? Did your mother or father?
She played an auto harp, my mother did.
An auto harp? Is that right?
And a cordial.
And
we
just call old cards.
We don't call them cards now, but you know, old cards all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother. I mean,
what sort of music did she sing most of
it? Oh, she's an old church woman.
Church.
Well, I just took it myself, really.
Yeah.
Blue myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing this. I was making money 4 years old.
Is that right?
I had a cigar bar.
Is that right? You started on the cigar bar?
I don't remember when I started playing. Oh, I know. I hear a record player. I'm going to play.
What sort of songs did you first hear? Do you remember
any? Oh, Lord, I mean. Shoot your liquor through my jaw, and that's who you all talking about.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm so glad my mama don't want that. Shoot your liquor through my jaw. That's what I can play, you know, make it talk about the tummy, you know, you feel me?
Because
I'm going to go out and get to see what I say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say what I say.
Yeah.
Some people just cold, you know, and just say it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about the tummy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, that's certainly. Have you ever played with James Campbell at all?
I know that.
In a group?
I know Barry couldn't even tell the film.
Oh, is that right? Do you remember any of the singers that were around those early days when James first started playing, you know, who or were there any, like, you know, today people like maybe John Lee Hooker or somebody travels around or Bo Diddley?
Well, they all did, but I can call them all. I call 100, they already dead and gone. But I call 100 of these people, but I'm still living.
Is that right? Could you think of any of the names that you...
Yeah, might as well.
Could you name any of them?
How many women call?
Pardon?
How many women call?
Well, a dozen or so.
Big Sam Sider.
Big Sam what?
Sam Sider.
Big Sam Sider?
Yeah. And Big Jack, they call him.
Big Jack.
Jack. And I was Son Scrooge, L.B. Scrooge.
Some Scrug and L.B.
Scrug?
L.B.
Scrug and Peter Bowden, he did go on too. Now, George Gibson, Harley Brooks, and
Jim
McCunningham. And I can call Hunter Brown, you know, I just
Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm.
Charlie Brown, all. Well, they all didn't go on.
Yeah.
I called 100 of them. I was playing them. I was still living them.
They were all colored blues singers.
We all played together.
Is that right? And they were all from this area here, or would they tour around?
Right here in the city.
They live right here in the city.
That's right.
Yeah, that's certainly amazing how, you know, it's a shame that today you hardly have so much music anymore, do you, with all the records?
We're about to own color, Ben. We're about to own color next.
Yeah, it seems like.
I thought you were sleeping on the trumpet,
yeah,
you know.
Sure, yeah.
Berets and so forth, like that, you know.
Hmm.
But on the strength band, we don't color the natural.
Yeah. Did any of those fellows that you mentioned ever make any records that you know?
Well, at one time, I was me, Big Sam, and Jack. And we time we was playing that time, it was Little Brown Jug. At one time, his name was that time, one time, Bird Brown Jug. Then it changed again, we played on sale, see? It was, that's when that other boy played, come here, Jim, wait a minute, you know, get my mind. Yeah, but he coming that time, if I can call him. We all had a stamp on our music that time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I can call it that quick. Oh, sure.
Well.
It was a Little Brown Jug and
Sonny's,
wait a minute. Talk about it.
Which guy you broke something out of here with?
I forgot about it, but he used to play with that. We had a stamp on our music. Man stamped on the music then. Oh, sure.
And they made records?
Well, yeah, we broke in that time. Broke in.
You made a broadcast?
Whole bill. Oh, they were.
It wasn't much record making going on then.
No, they were playing. Every time was bill now, you know, bill for everywhere.
Yeah.
We was everywhere we played.
Mm-hmm.
We were on a big truck, we were everywhere, you know. Every time was bill now, you know, on 3rd Avenue.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. What do you, what type of work did you do most of your life? Or did you play music, or?
I've been on one job for 36 years.
Is that right?
Always now.
What is that?
CW Chem Car Company.
CW
Chem Car.
Chem Car Company? Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute.
I'm still working.
Okay,
I go work 10 o'clock and back home at 10:30.
Is that right?
I go work 7 o'clock and back home at 10:30.
You're still working?
How much time?
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
James, where did you work? I think you mentioned the name of the firm before you. Reese Fertilizer. Is that here in Nashville?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked 20 years.
Did you get some kind of a benefit from the action?
Yeah, they
gave
me a little bit. Yes, sir. They was all nice to me. They was all nice to me.
But at that time, when you remember all these old timers, they would play mostly for colored audiences, wouldn't they?
No, we mostly played my old time. You know, white people was having these little square dances, you know, out in the yards, you know, put out sawdust.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get out there and dance all night.
Uh-huh.
And we'd be out there playing. And to tell you the truth, sometimes we'd have to pull off our shirt. We'd be sweating to outdoors.
Okay.
Right.
Mr. Pierce, they play
for
sorority too, you know.
Oh yeah.
Out at the Vanderbilt University.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a hit man out there.
Come out in the newspaper, said sorority is too down and got the street band in the place.
Oh, is that right?
Place are called
and I'll tell you another place. I'm the hitter of too, because man been sending for me. That White Hills Club on 6th and Denver.
And
I've been playing up there around 20 some years.
It come out in the paper.
What is the name of this club?
They are names on the roll of fame in Knaver Hall. Okay. James Campbell, what's the other fellow name?
That's James Campbell and James Kelly.
Yeah, James Kelly.
Teddy.
And Mr. Teddy. And they on the roll of fame in Washington. Hall of Fame. I don't know how they made it.
And our pictures all over the wood.
Oh yeah, well,
that's so they ain't got them penitentiary, that's all.
Oh yeah, this I almost forgot. What do you call your band, your group?
Well, it's James Cameron and Friendly Five.
And it's Friendly Five.
That's right.
Well, what if you only get four?
That's
Friendly Four. Have you ever used any other name, any kind of?
Well, we had another name when, of course, these boys did. We used to go Nashville Washboard.
The Nashville Washboard Band.
That's right.
Is that right? Huh.
John McNeil come to Nashville, and he had him to be their guest
on the Ryman Auditorium
on his breakfast program.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they played one piece.
Uh-huh.
He gave us $150.
And he gave him
$150.
Yeah.
And this fella named Stan, he said, Mr. Don McNeil, so you told me you wanted to be your guest this morning, but I didn't be, but here I am. And I'm going to tell you the truth, there are people that, in that Breakfast Club, they like to die. The people, they just hollered, he said, yeah, but here I am. I didn't admit
when we came out of
here, I am.
Everybody waving in his own street. Everybody.
Yeah, he's at the Andrew Jackson Hotel, they were down on the street playing, and he heard. Hmm. And then he asked him to be his guest.
Oh, we got talent like we want.
Yeah. Have you still do you still know somebody who could play a washboard?
No, I haven't got that.
You don't know anybody around to play one.
This boy could already play one. He had about 14 or 15 different things on that washboard.
Is that right?
And he was a blind boy.
What was his name?
His name was Theophilus Stokes.
T. Stokes?
Theophilus.
Yeah.
Theophilus Stokes.
Theophilus Stokes. That's it.
I mean, he could play them things, man, and he could keep time, and he didn't miss now one of them.
Is that right?
I mean, he was one with that. And that little boy would die, that large stand, you hear, if you didn't see it, you thought it was a $600 bass fiddle playing.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Oh. They could play and could sing and dance and do all the.
Yeah.
That's when, what's the name of that other boy in California? What's his name, babe?
Don.
Yeah. Don. That's when Don met. That's when Don met us. Now they were living when Don met us.
Was that right?
Yeah, they was up in the club and he was up there at the Andrew Jackson Hotel, and that's
where I got acquainted with Don.
He seen him up there at the hotel, and he come out here and asked James to make a record. And James made a record one day. I couldn't remember where. James was kind of sitting on empty with money.
I said,
and stole him, and
I didn't have a penny.
He said, nigga, you know how? I said, what? He said, well, a white boy come out here today, and I played him about three or four pieces. He gave me $2. That's what James said. And then after then, every time he'd come and make records.
Yeah, he's fine, boy, Don's fine.
He sent James some money.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a
nice boy. He's a kid. He's just trying to go to school with this kid.
Yeah. What sort of name do you want to use on the record when we work on it?
Which one would you think to be the best? Friend of Five or the Nashville Washboard Band?
Well, we can't call it the Nashville Washboard Band because they haven't got a washboard in
that band.
But
you can say Nashville Friendly Five.
It's Nashville Friendly Five. All right, we'll do that.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Your name is James Bell?
George.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. George Bell. Uh-huh. And when did you first start playing trumpet?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, about 15 or 20 years ago.
Yeah,
right. I don't know, I'll never keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born?
Who, me?
Pardon?
Where I was born in?
Yeah.
I was born in White's Bluff, Tennessee, but I've been here all my...
In White's Bluff?
Yeah.
Tennessee? When is your birthday?
In August the 15th, I think.
August the 15th, and what year were you born?
Well, 59, let me see. I'm 59 years old now.
59 now. Well, I can figure out what's that.
Something like that.
Yeah. And how did you happen to start on playing trumpet? Did you, did your folks play, or?
No, I just happened to pick it up and got under teaching.
did you hear any trumpeters around here who you liked or when you first started playing?
Well, it was mostly bands, around those days. See, mostly different style of playing. I listened to a lot of brass bands, you know, go through the streets. See,
is that right? Did they have quite a few of that?
Yeah. A lot of the band leaders died out, see, and that's where I got my start, see. I got in a band, see. Then I come as following second, see, then.
Yeah, let me just get to say, when you start playing, did you play in brass bands around
yeah,
here? Is that right? Do you remember any of the name of the brass band that you played with?
Oh, just Davis.
Davis Brass Band?
Yes, he was a school teacher. Yeah.
School teacher, I see. Was that mostly a Negro band? Or was
yeah, all colored.
Mm-hmm. What sort of occasions would you play for? Just the football games?
Yeah, different things, you know. Yeah.
And after you went from the brass bands, what sort of groups did you work with then? Oh, you mentioned the circus. Could you tell us roughly when that was, when you joined the circus?
This was in 37, last time I was
in 37. And where did that take you to?
All over the state. You know, circus travel.
All over the country.
I mean, some states I can remember, some I can't. See, they give us a ride card every week, see, that's all we can
do. What sort of music did you play there mostly?
Marches and overtures and everything.
Marches and overtures, almost any kind of music.
Huh? Oh yeah, read off the paper. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play with any kind of jazz bands or something like that? You know?
No, just bands around home here.
And when did you join up with James Campbell?
It's two of them in there, they
remember? 5 years or something like that.
37 years ago?
That's right. 26 of them, I know that.
Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah, I didn't play with them.
26 years, that was 26 years. He went right there and went out with him. Little big sound and jacking on the band.
There's so many of them, I don't...
Hold on a minute, that type of band, excuse me. What the name of that old young pair of town that where I you know, with Big Sam and Jack with Anthony and John Allen, what was the name of that?
Nightingale,
that's what I tried to call it. Nightingale, that was the word. What was the name of Nightingale?
Nightingale, was that the name of the...
Yeah, he was the one chunky.
Of the band?
Yeah, that's right.
So many, I didn't get no chicken.
Yeah. Oh, I see, you can't keep...
No, we did, when I told you all dead and gone. Now.
Yeah.
Dead, all of them.
All gone.
Forget about it.
Ain't my silver, baby.
Did you play at hotels or roadhouses, or where did you play?
Well, here around here when it was open, so you ain't nothing open around here.
Yeah.
I mean, I was $100 a night, you wouldn't go. $100 a night to play, you wouldn't go with. Can and break. $100 a night, wouldn't go.
Don't shoot me away at all.
Where was that?
Wasn't going to happen. I didn't
know. Wasn't going to happen. Had the money.
Oh, yeah.
Jam section, you know. With a white man.
Oh, no, right.
With a white man. Boy, he better talk when he wants.
Uh-huh.
He read music. He can read too, you know. So
that's
good, you know. Mm-hmm. He put
that music for him. They want a jam section up there in the morning scene.
Mm-hmm.
And like one or two more fellas.
Papa John,
we're gonna take that space to ride and get back here and go to work quick.
Yeah.
We can't bring the airplane and bring it back.
He'll shoot you in that airplane.
Get the money to the show, man.
Oh, what sort of music do you like to play best?
Well, I don't know. I've been hanging on so long, I'm tired of it now. But trombone, see, was my main instrument. I wanted to start on with the teacher.
Was that right?
But teacher, see, I was making such a face, start on trumpet, he just kept it in me for more fun.
Oh, did you ever learn to play trombone?
Well, yeah, I learned the bass clef of it. Yeah, I know the position, but I never stayed on long enough to learn.
Yeah.
But I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you study all of them, see, you learn all of them, see.
Yeah.
Most probably you might want to teach someday, see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this was my main instrument. He kept me on that and I just stayed on.
Mm-hmm.
He see that I make it pretty good and he just kept me on.
Oh, what was the name of that circus that you toured with?
L.G. Barnes.
L.G. Barnes Circus?
That was for the Beringham Brothers. That was right. They sold most there. Well, they still come in once a year, but there's not many rail circuits now like they used to.
No, that's true. They almost all full of that. Do you ever play in any of these medicine shows and stuff like that?
Well, yes, there's been a few around here I played.
Mm-hmm. Would they just hire you for the local, or would you have a tour with them?
No, they have a route here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Different lots, you know, showing them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like move this part of the city to the other city, see. They're done pretty good, though. This boy know about it.
Yeah, I think about people 4 or 5 years right there, town to town.
Is that right?
Yeah, Dr. Thompson and The old man was what they call the Indian man. Our people scared him. And Uptown here, right down Jay Smith. Mm-hmm. He was there for a long time. In the Southern Medicine. Yeah, right. And I used to sell him, I said, let him have it, dog, let him buy, let him die, you know, can't on him.
Did you ever make up any songs about him?
Yeah, I said, soul out, dog, soul out. See, don't buy, let him die, dog, let him die, you know, I can't. Sell that stuff, I can talk to you, know, then. But I had my teeth out now, you know. Mm-hmm. Been sick too, and had the record when it knocked me out, you know, knock all you know, I mean, you know. See, I'm past six or 4 years old, you know, and I ain't like I was a young man, you know. And I've been part of the world everywhere, but I call him my part of your town, where you live at, man.
You know, in those medicine shows, what sort of songs would you do mostly?
Oh, well, you know, I'm make a song about you.
Is that right?
I'm a guitar. I'm about you, about your shirt, your shoe.
Yeah.
I can pull that quick. That's what you got in hand. I can pull that thing. Okay. And make it be true, too. That's what I'm going to pull. Me and him. If I had my guitar, but you want to play, I can pull something about, look at you in the house or anybody.
You want to sing one?
See, I can do that. Me and Jim together. We do that together.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
We team together, me and Jim.
Yeah.
But you don't want to tell guitar. I can cut it down, but you don't want to see. Mm-hmm. I can cut it down and do whatever. It's all I want to keep time and, mm-hmm. and talk with him.
Yeah.
Me and Jim, you know. I had folks to fight me and Jim. You be talking with a song, you know. We had folks to fight. Be a song, but we had women and men to fight. Yeah, I know you're doing so and so. He didn't have. We had a white one man and his wife got a fight one night. We just sang a song made about Mr. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We made a song about him and his woman, you know. He made a song, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she thought it was true. And got to fight him. Damn, damn. Put him in jail. I called his wife and told him you're loose. That's the truth. I put James in jail. When I called Mr. Chuck to come get Jim, I told him you.
What did you sing about it?
Oh man, I could pull it. I, you know, I make one about you. You
okay, I like to hear one.
You know, I wrote you pay me to pay one, but I could sing now.
Okay.
You know, I did guitar. I could pull about you too.
Oh yeah.
I don't know about you, but I know where you've been at all the time. You know.
Well, I'd love to hear something like that.
All right. I was get pulled. We get pulled. Look at that thing now. I can just talk to the center, but I can talk.